Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Friends in Christ, before I begin, I will say, today I took the readings of year C, and we are in year C, but because there were scrutinies for this week, the other pastors or the other priests took year A, which is compulsory when there are scrutinies. I don't have scrutinies, that's why I'm on year C. I'm sorry, that's why you did not get the scriptures posted on the wall for you to read. So, we are reflecting together on God's mercy, the mercy that God shows to his people. And from the book of Exodus, we heard that God saw the suffering of his people who had become slaves in Egypt. He listened to their cry for mercy, and he pitied them. In his bid to save them, he appeared to Moses in the desert by way of a burning bush. And he sent Moses to be the instrument by which he would set his people free. In his mercy, God does not leave his suffering people to their fate. He always creates the possibilities and opportunities to liberate them. To Israel of old, God used Moses. In our own time, however, God, when we were bound hand to foot by the cords of sin, God sent his own son, Jesus Christ, to lead us out of our slavery to sin so that we may not perish. On coming into the world, Jesus Christ called us to repentance in order that we may enjoy the mercy of God the Father. Dear friends, on this Sunday, the gospel text makes it abundantly clear that for anyone who wishes to be saved or to save his or her life and enjoy peace in the presence of God, that person necessarily has to repent. The text seeks to draw our attention to the fact that God's mercy has no limits. In his mercy, God is so patient with us. He offers us many opportunities to repent and amend our lives. For those among us who make use of these opportunities, God surrounds them with his favor like a shield. When our conscience reproves and draws our attention to a substandard representation of ourselves in any aspect of our life, it is time for us to take a second look at our deeds, our thoughts, and our words. That is, if we have a living conscience. Some people have killed their consciences by disabling the warning signs. To illustrate the mercy of God and the role the Son of God plays in in human salvation, Jesus told the parable of the fig tree. He said, "The tree failed to bear fruits for 3 successive years when it was time for it to bear fruits. And for that reason, the owner of the garden told the gardener to cut it down. That barren tree represents you and I. The owner of the garden is God the Father, and the caretaker is Jesus Christ. When God's anger flares up against us because we fail to bear the desired fruits, it is Jesus who intervenes for us. It is this same Jesus who tells us in no uncertain terms that if we do not repent, we shall all perish." At the conclusion of the parable, All that Jesus wants us to understand is this. He is here to lead us out of our slavery to sin. If we fail to heed his call to repentance and continue to live in the darkness of our sins, and that is if we fail to bear the fruits after we have used up the manure, we shall be cut down. We shall certainly perish. To bear true fruits that befit repentance, we must start to love and to forgive as soon as something goes wrong. There is no better time to repent and amend our lives than this current year. It is an extraordinary year of mercy. And as Jesus promised his apostles, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and those whose sins you retain are retained. Again, he said in Matthew's gospel, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. The Pope, Pope Francis, as successor of Peter, has thrown open the gates of mercy for every one of us. It is a great opportunity for us to come closer to God, to share in his mercy and be forgiven. Let us make use of this once in a lifetime opportunity and repent. Let us therefore heed Jesus' call and repent so that we may bear the desired spiritual fruits that will lead to the salvation of the whole world.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.